From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump telling the American people that if something happens, blame the judge who blocked his ban on immigration from seven Muslim-majority countries. A U.S. district judge in the state of Washington temporarily blocked Mr. Trump's executive order, which Vice President Mike Pence defended on NBC's Meet the Press.
The executive order that he put into effect was legal, it was appropriate, and our administration is going to be using all legal means at our disposal to challenge the judge's order.
Court of Appeals on Sunday rejected the Trump administration's demand to reinstate the travel ban. President Trump says, though he respects Russian President Vladimir Putin, they may not necessarily get along.
He's a leader of his country. I say it's better to get along with Russia than not. And if Russia helps us in the fight against ISIS, which is a major fight, and Islamic terrorism all over the world,
right,
major fight, that's a good thing.
When Bill O'Reilly of Fox News asked about atrocities committed by Putin in the past and how Mr. Trump could respect his knowing this history, Mr. Trump likened Russia to the United States. Following public protest, Romania's government repealed a cabinet decree that would have shielded many politicians from corruption charges. The 2014 National Anti-Corruption Directorate has led to convictions for thousands, including judges, politicians, prosecutors, other public officials. Egypt's top Islamic authority has rejected President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi's suggestion to invalidate the practice of Muslim men verbally divorcing their wives. It marks a rare instance of public institution contradicting the president, who has presided over wide-scale crackdown on dissent. This is VOA News. The man